Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Whoa, I want money. Lots and lots of money.
Oh, man. I have to admit, on my most desperate mornings, it hadn't really reached that point. When I was at Channel 8, though, about year number 6 or 7, yeah, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I would go and get my Red Bull at the convenience store over in Midlothian, and I'd buy a lottery ticket, like, you know what, please God, help me get out. I mean, I love the show and everybody was super, but the hours, you know,
that was our financial plan, right?
That's right, because you didn't have enough money really to invest. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, a lot of people do that, whether you're working the overnight shift at the TV station or whether you're at the donut store. The Virginia lottery is seen by a lot of people as the way to score, you know, hit it big at some point. Kevin Hall, who I have known for years, because he used to be, well, they would call us political hacks, but you and I had similar job titles in the Senate and running communications and helping to shape policy for the big dogs in the Senate. And Kevin has landed at the Virginia Lottery as the executive director. So congratulations on your new job.
I, yeah, I've been in the studio a dozen or 100 times, mm-hmm, but always as the staffer. It's a little odd to be on this side.
You're
of the
in the throne. You are the executive director this time, the principal.
But it's great to be here.
And can I say something about civility? You know, you and I were on opposite sides of a lot of debates, and you feel very strongly about your positions and your boss's positions. I did the same. I don't think you and I have ever had a cross word personally
at
all.
Absolutely not.
And I'm appreciative of that.
No,
I hope
thank you.
Richmond
I appreciate
will
that.
Yeah, I hope Richmond will, you know, continue to uphold some sort of standard. Doesn't mean there's not a boxing match, but it's a boxing match, not a cage match where you're trying to destroy the other person.
It's distressing when things get really toxic, like they are today.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I am safely on this side of the beltway.
Me too. Well, welcome back to Richmond. We're glad you're here. So tell me about this record amount of cash that you all have cleared at the Virginia Lottery.
We had a great year. The state budget year ends June 30th, mm-hmm, and the preliminary numbers look really solid, thanks to our great retail partners and to our players. We have recorded record sales, $2.1 billion
wow,
for the budget year. And by law, all of our profits go to support K-12 public education programs. So we will be turning over to the General Assembly a record $600 million to pay for school programs across the Commonwealth. And those are real dollars, and they go into the classroom. Mm-hmm. For instance, Chesterfield County will get $18 million, the city of Richmond, $19 million, Henrico, $20 million. They pay for programs ranging from child nutrition to algebra and reading programs all the way up to the high school level with career education.
Yeah, that's a significant amount of money. Forgive me for asking this, though. What happened to the rest of it?
Most of it goes out in prizes.
More
than half of it goes out in prizes. We have very low margins, mm-hmm, in the back office. The law allows up to 10%, mm-hmm, for advertising and just administering, you know, a large enterprise. We typically spend half that.
Sometimes I forget people actually win.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. I think $1.3 billion went out in prize money.
And then a relatively low overhead for something like this.
Correct.
Okay.
It's good fun for a good cause. Yeah. That's how we like to look at it. There's a social purpose when you buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah. What is the trend? Let's just take the last 10 years. When did it start? Like 86, 87 or something?
Late 80s, there was a referendum, and it started with a single scratch ticket.
Right, I remember.
And it's grown and evolved. In fact, we mark our 30th anniversary this fall.
That's remarkable. I remember when I was in high school at St. Christopher's, I went out at midnight and bought one of the first scratch-off tickets, brought it to chapel the next morning, and the minister did not appreciate
that.
What's
wrong with this picture?
Yeah, no, he was not happy that I decided to make a big deal out of that in chapel. So I remember when the thing started. But what is the trend line over those decades that has led you to $2.14 billion
you know,
in sales?
Number one, having a 30-year brand of integrity matters. Mm-hmm. People know where the money goes. And also, you know, we have a strong retail footprint. 5,200 retailers carry our product. And also, we just have we've figured out how to do this. We have a pretty strong portfolio mm-hmm. of games that are available, mm-hmm. Different price points, different prize structures. Our number one product are scratch tickets. Like yeah. 56% of our business are the scratch tickets, not the big, huge mega jackpot games.
So that's the day-to-day that's pretty profitable for yep. you. Well, I got to tell you, we did get a phone call yesterday when the current governor was here, and they didn't make it on the air, but they were going to ask where the money goes. I guess the general public understands that it goes to education. But what does that mean in a practical sense?
Right.
You indicated that yep. these localities get big numbers. That's terrific. Right. But what does it actually mean?
You know, I think the disconnect is, generally speaking, state dollars go for programs. It's local dollars that go for buildings and maintenance.
Okay.
So, you know, we deposit our money with the General Assembly, and then they appropriate it to specific programs at the local level.
Mm-hmm.
We also, you know, unclaimed prizes, and that was a $14 million check over the past year. Those go into a special fund that makes low-interest loans to local governments so they can build and rehabilitate buildings and upgrade technology. So even with all that, in these dollars, I am as proud as I can be that our players helped with that level of support. It's still only 10% of what the state spends on K-12 education. Mm-hmm. So we're not the primary funding mechanism for yeah. K-12.
But those are big checks. That's a significant amount of money. Real quick, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the downside to this. Do you find that people get addicted to this stuff?
You know, the research shows there is some specific, relatively small number of people mm-hmm. that develop a problem. You know, I'm proud that the Virginia Lottery has a nationally recognized program where we provide resources to help people that think yeah. they might have a problem. In fact, March is National Problem Gambling Month. We took all our advertising down. We took a video to educate all of our retail partners about the signs of addiction. And we have all sorts of resources and partnerships available. It's all on our website, valottery.com.
Okay. Well, listen, that's great news that there's more money available for schools. And, you know, you want to be cautious if you're out there in any
play
kind
responsibly.
Of... Play responsibly. Don't put the whole paycheck down on Friday.
Yep.
But Kevin Hall, listen, congratulations on the new job. Glad to have you back here in Richmond. And really do appreciate you even coming into the studio
today. It's great to be here.
To talk to you.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Kevin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.